Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hi guys, welcome. It's Dr. Phil here. I've just realized I haven't done an Essential NLP Skills podcast since 2019. So I'm so sorry for not being present. Hopefully you've been listening to the other podcasts, the Mind Body Connection podcast, the Lightning Process podcast that have been taking its place. But I thought I'd come back here to tell you about my latest book. And the reason I want to talk about it is it's so linked to NLP and the Lightning Process. And I think you're going to find it really interesting. It's called The Coach That's Always There. So I want to tell you a little bit about why I wrote it and what it's about. So first of all, what's it about? It's about inner wisdom, getting in touch with inner wisdom whenever and wherever you need it. So what do I mean by inner wisdom? Inner wisdom is that quality of trusting yourself, knowing that you know yourself better than anybody else. So a theme that I've been talking about on the NLP podcasts a lot, you know, this idea that you are the expert on you. Nobody really knows as much about you, how you could be amazing, how you can trip yourself up, your dreams, your goals, than anybody else. And the big problem with inner wisdom is that quality of knowing ourselves, making great decisions, knowing that we're extraordinary, is that very often when we need it the most is when it's the most difficult to find. I'm sure we've already had this experience. You know, when you're in that interview, when you're having to make a tough decision, sometimes we really get in touch with it and sometimes we don't. So this book is all about how do you really tap into that? How do you get in touch with that knowing, that trust in yourself? And it's, like all my books, very strategic ways to do it. One of the origins of it was I was working with this guy who I think I've talked about before, Ed Stafford, who was the first guy in the whole known world, as far as we know, to walk the entire length of the Amazon from source to sea. And he couldn't get access to maps, very good maps, because the Brazilian army had them all and didn't want to share them. So he had to arrange his trip from Google Maps, and Google Maps is not as accurate as it could be for when you're working out a trip of this length. He calculated it would take 12 months. It took 26 months. So he was really far out on his calculations. And he was wet every single day, damp every single day for 26 months. And he got in touch with me about halfway through the journey because he had been able to, you know, manage all sorts of horrific terrains, but the thing that he hadn't expected to deal with was his internal environment. So my job was to help him find a path through the trouble and struggle and difficulty of finding yourself in a monotonous world of being damp, being eaten by things day after day after day. Now, the big problem with this was he was in the middle of the jungle, and the only way he could talk to me was through a satellite phone signal. I had to find a break in the canopy, get the satellite phone working so he could chat to me. But often the satellite phone signal didn't work very well. So again, in times when he most needed me, sometimes it just wasn't available. He couldn't get hold of me. And so a chunk of the skills that I taught him was how to be able to get in touch with being the most extraordinary coach for himself, using a lot of the skills that you've heard on the episode so far, really skilling him up so that he could take that role of being the extraordinary leader, the extraordinary inspirator, the extraordinary source of wisdom and guidance without having to rely on me, which, as I say, has always been a bit of a theme for me. I think it's so important that we can step into taking this role for ourselves. Because, of course, there are going to be times when nobody is there, where we're in that interview, where our phone isn't working, where we can't get hold of the people we need to support us. If we've got the skills to then really get in touch with who we are and what we know, that provides such an extra level of support to us. Because wherever we are, we are always there. If we can be that coach that's always there, then we can make extraordinary changes. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't ever need support or help from people. Of course we do. There are times when absolutely we do. But there are so many problems that we can resolve on our own. And having access to these skills when we most need it is extraordinary. really being able to dig deep into our own resources. And that's what this book is all about. How do you get to be your best self when it seems like the least available part of you? How do you, in those interviews, remember that you are extraordinary when somebody asks you a difficult question, when you come across an impasse or a block? How do you keep going? How do you get yourself in touch with your best self? So if that's interesting to you, then go check it out. It's called The Coach That's Always There. You can get it on Amazon, on Kindle, and a paperback. I'll be doing a few more episodes on some of the topics which I think you'll find really, really interesting that I've found as I've been working with people making change that have kind of informed this book, that take how to make change to a whole new level. So check out the book and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.